Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory Communication Number 8. Men in Black. I will explain this phenomenon with the simple aim of making you understand the importance of the UFO phenomenon and to make you realize to what extent there are in the cosmos forces that seek to delay the evolution of man and to create confusion in his mind. The men in black are materialized projections of intelligence from what you call flying saucers. These projections are staged by extraterrestrial intelligences that evolve in the invisible and project on the material plane a vegetative consciousness powerful enough to create a vision in the human mind. This vegetative consciousness, which is part of the power of manipulation of extraterrestrial astral energies, serves to control human emotion and to keep man in a position of anxiety and confusion. The purpose of these intelligences is to avoid any confrontation between man and their ships, knowing very well that man is becoming increasingly skilled at applying the laws of matter for his own benefit and for his military security. These entities also use a screen, a kind of mummy, which only has power over man only if he is afraid. The matter of which these beings are made of is an extremely dense astral matter which can take the form that the entities in the vessels want to give them, but which can only remain on the material plane for a relatively short period of time. The phenomenon of men in black supposes that there are very advanced entities in the invisible that manipulate energy to such a degree that man, influenceable as he is on the emotional level, allows these materializations to be housed with great ease within his own energy field. When these mummies, these forms, are housed within the energy field of man, the latter can see them and reproduce them outside, such that he has the very clear impression of seeing before him physical, material, and solid beings, when in fact what he sees before him is simply the radiation of the form from an invisible plane to a material plane through sight. If a man of great composure tried to get close to these mummies, he would find that they would be unable to support his presence, and automatically, these characters would be forced to lose, before his eyes, the density of their substance and return to their source, that is, to disappear. Men in black are a danger to individuals who experience them, because these characters have no morality, that is, they are capable of anything to create in the individual who has witnessed a UFO or an interplanetary spacecraft. But there is an even deeper and more subtle reason for their presence on the material level, in isolated cases. Their presence here reflects a deep desire of the beings who created them to record in human consciousness image a more or less precise of the human form of which they lack. Many aliens would appear to us to be rather ugly, and this ugliness comes from the fact that they have had alliances for a very long time with what you call satanic forces. But the term satanic is a term that belongs to the consciousness of the earthly man. In their world, this term does not exist. Man has difficulty understanding, because of the nature of his intelligence, that beings whose appearance is rather animal can travel in the cosmos with such great ease. It should be noted that these beings have a very developed mind and do not need the form, hands for example, as an instrument to create their technology. When they need to create a technology, this technology is created by their minds and materialized on the plane in which they evolve. And since the plans to which they belong are governed by laws different from ours, it is very easy for them to create, on our plane, forms that, for us, become an insurmountable reality. Most of these species, which I will call them for the sake of the cause of animal form, envy man, and they have a strong desire to eventually develop a body whose form would approximate ours. But their light is so dark that they have great difficulty in establishing a connection with the archives of humanity where all the building material of the physical human form becomes inaccessible to them. Thus, when they come to our planet and project a quasi-human form on the material plane, man, who faces this form, is surprised, frightened and frozen in his experience. If they succeed in threatening the individual and in making him give in, that is, in forcing him not to speak publicly about his experience, they have accomplished their mission and leave the individual in peace. But, as has already happened in some cases, when the individual, for one reason or another, challenges them, he is obliged either to flee, to expatriate, at least to leave from the place where he was met, so that he can protect his own life. Such beings will meet humanity in the coming times. The phenomenon will be exposed, understood. But man, because of the large population, will be, just the same, very affected by their presence. I am explaining the phenomenon of men in black to you, not for historical reasons, but rather to make you understand the complexity of the relationships between the material plane we inhabit and the other planes. Man is so ignorant that today many things must be brought to his attention. Men in black have a very specific purpose when they must contact a human being. And this goal is to create fear in the mind of man. Fear, imprinted in the mind of man, becomes for them a bridge on which they can pass again at will, when they wish to increase their knowledge of human nature. Fortunately, cosmic laws protect man from such parades, because if it were not so, man would have no power to evolve. He would constantly be forced to live two lives, a material life and an excessive extrasensory life. If man is not affected, generally, by these phenomena, he does not care about their reality. But when he is affected by this phenomenon, he needs a clear understanding of the laws. Man is helpless in the face of such phenomena. He is unable to react in a perfect way. He is unable to perfectly control such experiences because, psychically, he is weak. Such phenomena can create in an individual a very severe and permanent level of psychosis. If forces in the cosmos can act in this way from the invisible and project forms on the material plane of man that disturb his mind, it is obvious that man has much to learn. But it is not easy to teach man certain things, because his intellect, his intelligence, already blocks the passage and the reception of certain instructions. Man lives in a world so Cartesian, so rigid, so rationalized, that it is almost impossible for him today, especially if he has a very advanced education, to submit his mind to such fantasies. This is why, moreover, men evolve very slowly. Man must protect his being from all forms of influence and persuasion. Man must realize that the universe is very complex in its simplicity, and that any rights that he possesses over his life must be respected. Any rights that he possesses over his balance must be maintained. But if he does not have the necessary instruments to control his destiny, how can this man be expected to be able to fight such machinations on an equal footing? It may seem to some of you, who are not used to such things, that I am talking about things that are very far from reality. Well, I assure you that what you are hearing is only the beginning of a very broad presentation of the evolving world. I concede that many things are intangible, but I must still inform you of their reality. There are forces that evolve in the invisible around our planet and that have the power to materialize, on the material plane, forms. And these forces have only one purpose, that of delaying the evolution of man by imposing on him the experience of fear. Whether these forces come from the outside or from the inside, they are all linked to the same source, what you call evil. But the evil is much larger, and much more complex, and much more subtle than you can imagine. The structure of the universe is much more grandiose, much more occult, than your material experience suggests. That is why, to come to understand the validity of such statements, there is only one way. It is to be enlightened by the forces that are in oneself and that know the laws of evolution. Men in black are a kind of ghost. That is, they have no identity of their own. They are beings who have no soul, but who have power over the mind of man, only because man is filled with fear and is not able to channel his emotions. The explanation on the phenomenon of men in black allows us to understand that in the coming years, with the increase of the psyche in the human population, these forces will have greater access to the consciousness of man, and man will have to be prepared to fight them. That is, to remain in his positions and not allow them to take any control over him. The extraterrestrial species, those of animal form, have only one purpose, that of implanting fear in man. These are species that cannot mix with or help man, but these are species that they can delay its evolution. As many varieties as there are in our material world, as many varieties as there are in the universe, Never be surprised by what can happen on the material plane. Because the material plane is only a very limited aspect of the universe. When you have eyes to see in the invisible, you will understand how far we are bound in conditions of space and time that influence our psychology and prevent us from being what you call intelligent. The purpose of this lecture on a subject so marginal to our everyday experience is to make you realize that there are forces that exist in the cosmos for which man is an obstacle. And these forces will do everything to prevent man from knowing the secrets of the universe, which extends beyond its natural borders. These races have an interest in keeping man in ignorance, while there are other races that will seek to connect with the most evolved men on the planet and give them the necessary means to fight man's evolutionary enemies. Remember one thing: when an occult phenomenon occurs, it must be useful for your evolution. If it is not useful for your evolution, it is because it is directly directed by anti-human forces. And the only way that man has to protect himself against these forces is through his internal consciousness, through contact with the intelligences of light that see to it that he evolves and that over time he can develop the tools he needs to receive the energies of these forces. Man's struggle will extend outside the material planet. His fight will be eternal, and his ability to fight in order to establish in the universe a solid foundation of evolution. He will need to know the secrets of the universe. Man can no longer live and evolve in unconsciousness, in intellectual ignorance, and in dogmatism imposed by theories that are already overruled by the limits of his senses. Everything that affects man from near or far and invades his space must be subject to the judgment of his power and the capacity of his higher mind. It is only under such a condition that man will be able, in the centuries to come, to face all eventualities and fight the forces that seek to destroy him. Man must relearn to know, relearn to see, and relearn to situate himself in the universe. That is his greatest adventure. Man must begin to recheck everything that he knows, because what he knows only represents the surface of reality. It is not a matter of him starting frantically to study things that have never crossed his mind, but it is a matter of starting to look slowly in a new direction, so that he can begin to open his spirit to a reality that has no place in today's world. No matter how he must proceed, the result will always be the same. He will always have to realize that he knows nothing. And when man has understood that he knows nothing, that his ignorance is despicable, he will turn to himself and see that in himself are hidden the secrets of the universe, and that buried among these secrets lies, helpless, his will. The phenomenon of Men in Black is only one episode in the history of mankind. A tiny episode on an insignificant scale, which will become a permanent situation tomorrow and in the centuries to come. If you want to advance in the understanding of life, you will have to open your minds without further delay to everything that your intellects refuse to accept. When you have ceased to believe that the universe is created in the image you have of it, you will begin to realize why outer space beings consider man as primitive. On the other hand, you will also begin to understand why these same beings fear that man will have access to knowledge. Because they know that when man will know, he will become an enemy to them. Any feeling, any emotion in knowledge, kills its reality. And when reality can no longer be expressed in knowledge, knowledge has no function other than to fill the human mind with lifeless concepts that become its borders. The extraterrestrial phenomenon. The phenomenon of men in black and so many other phenomena that are marginal to the Cartesian contemporary spirit will become, in the coming years, a reality perceived by men on a global scale. Science will question itself and seek to understand, but only some people will fully understand the nature of these realities. With the opening in you of the supramental, details that you would never have dared to bring to your spirit will penetrate your intelligence and throw clarity on your ignorance. If you are in ignorance, that is, if you cannot go beyond the limits of your intellect, it will be impossible for you to appreciate the true value of the universe in which you live. Your lives will be small. They will have no scope, your spirits will be limited to the material, and you will miss your ability to understand the magnificence of life. Whether you are interested in the phenomenon of extraterrestrials or men in black or all these things, it doesn't matter. But that you know that life, that the universe, that evolution is vast, and that everything great exceeds the imagination of man and becomes impossible for him. That is important. But it is only with the enlargement of your consciousness, the development of your higher intelligence, that all these things will be easily told to you and understood by you. Then your life will no longer be the same. It will no longer have the same dimension, and the things that interest your personality, your ego, today will be put aside a little. They will not lose their importance, but they will lose their position at the center of your life. Your life will become broader, more expansive, and the things you consider important today will lose importance to give way to other things of other importance. I agree with man that reality must necessarily surpass him, but I do not agree with man, even if he is unconscious, to let through his fingers the nets of this reality that he can perceive, if he is internally sensitive to his perceptions and intuitions. If man loses contact with his intuitions, he already loses contact with the very essence of his life. It is not a question of swallowing everything that is outside of natural life. It is a question of gradually opening in oneself the consciousness that can explain to us what is outside our experience. And at that moment, our life becomes deeper, and we discover at some point that everything has an explanation. Not necessarily an intelligent explanation, in the sense that we generally give it, but a superintelligent explanation that has nothing to do with our own intellect. Under the seas, There are places inhabited by very advanced intelligences. There are, in some places on the planet, centers where these beings meet. Indeed, these places are housed in the invisible, so that man has no access, no reference that can give him indications that could satisfy his curiosity, his imagination. But these are the laws in the cosmos. These are the laws in the universe. It is a question of man understanding that these laws exist. And he will already be getting closer to the door behind which these laws are manifested. Man can no longer afford to be in ignorance. But it is only with time, only with the evolution of his consciousness, that he will be able to penetrate the secret of things and see how extraordinary life can be. Even life for man is not lived in its global reality. Life for man is only a series of experiences that lead nowhere, except perhaps death. Yet life is so great, so vast, and we cannot understand it, know it until we are in that consciousness that opens all the doors and makes us know both sides of the coin, the material and the invisible. We must not abandon the material to blindly immerse ourselves in the invisible, or the search for the invisible, because the invisible comes to us. We do not go to it, and it comes to us when we are ready. And when we are ready, it is easy for us to move directly from one plane to another, and to see and understand what man has always wanted to bury under the covers of ignorance. I often try to communicate what I know to you. And I am obliged to use words, and words are powerless. It is only through the will of my spirit that I continue to work and make your spirit vibrate from day to day, so that it may one day become independent, autonomous, and can see, feel, know, recognize what is hidden behind the material form and essence. Your spirit must be brought, little by little, to overcome its limits imposed by a civilization that has completed its cycle of evolution, so that you can begin to gradually penetrate another, while sharing the material benefits of the old one. We live today at the end of a cycle, and when that cycle is over, another cycle will have to begin. And it is at the juncture of both that you must eventually recognize the reality that civilization projects because it is not part of this time. Extraterrestrials. Many art species are currently in the invisible part of the planet and are studying human behavior. Looking at human industries. Checking the level of danger hanging over his head. Man is no longer alone, indeed. Man has never been alone. But today mankind, because of its technology that could set the planet on fire, is being watched. It is guarded by very advanced races, which can at will, but will never be able to do so, put an end to our civilization. However, these races have the power to put an end to the arms race, the great plague of our civilization. So, looking at these things with an open mind and sober judgment, understanding what is happening, and being able to evaluate the subtle nuances of the human experience. Notice one thing: any interpenetration of the invisible worlds with the material world is subject to the law of distraction. So that man, very often, is never totally sure whether something has actually happened. And there's a reason for that. This is because, when there is interpenetration, very often such interpenetration is caused by some defect. A phase shift between the energy of one plane against the energy of another. And it is when this phase shift takes place that man experiences this interpenetration of the two planes. But on the other hand, there are cases where interpenetration is caused voluntarily by intelligences that seek to delay the evolution of man. Know that the worlds, the planes, are separated, and that when an upper plane influences or begins to influence a lower plane, it is because that lower plane is ripe for a new evolution. And the secret of this evolution remains hidden, as long as the consciousness is not prepared to understand it and absorb its depth and great reality.